Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and you will be able to see a list of the guests together with links to their websites as well as other interesting links. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Clint Richardson. He is the producer, director. He does it all of several videos. Two of his most recent ones are Lethal Injection, The Story of Vaccination, and that came out in September of 2011. His most recent one is Kaffir School, School Districts, and the Lottery, which was posted December 13th of 2011. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com and clint4p.com. and thecorporationnation.com. Now, if you have not seen that movie, The Corporation Nation, that is a must-see. You absolutely have to view that video, not just once, but, two or three times. Clint, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. Why don't you just say the truth? I'm the guy that makes those long, boring videos.
They're not. They're not boring.
Really long, really long, boring movies.
But they're not boring. They're full of information. You are
exactly.
A very, very, very good researcher, and you go to the original sources. You don't go online and just gather a bunch of sentences and put them together. You actually go to the records. That's what I like about you.
Aw. Well, that's the biggest complaint, so I find it funny that we're in a state now where people want to be entertained instead of learn, so it's a tough sell, I guess is the point.
Oh, well, I love your stuff. I think it's just fabulous.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, did you hear the good news?
Which?
Well, apparently since we're going to be electing Mitt Romney for president, it's not really our choice, but apparently we're going to get a bunch of the same old people. He announced his foreign policy team. You want to hear who it's going to be?
Oh, yes. Tell us.
I did hear
about that, but do tell our listeners.
It's wonderful. It's former Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff. Of course, dual Israeli citizen, responsible for the airport
TSA.
Scare.
Mm-hmm.
Former Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, Eric Eidelman. What is he? A dual Israeli citizen. Former Pentagon comptroller, Dov Zakheim, the guy who burns $100 bills to light his cigar to show that gold is the only money. Former dual Israeli citizen, and we can go down the list. Robert Kagan, dual Israeli citizen. Elliot Cohen, Israeli dual citizen. John Lehman, Israeli dual citizen. Evan Feigelbaum, Israeli dual citizen. Aaron Friedberg, Israeli dual citizen. Kent Lucken, Israeli dual citizen. Kristen Silverberg, Israeli dual citizen. But, I could go on. But
you better check and see if Mitt Romney is a dual citizen.
Exactly.
All righty. We do have to take a three-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Clint Richardson. Stay tuned.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Used for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clint4p.com, and thecorporationnation.com. Well, that is not surprising that he would fill his administration with all of these people. Also, Condoleezza Rice, of course, endorsed him. It's not a big surprise. I mean, he's a neocon. He's a good friend of Netanyahu.
Well, you know what's not a surprise to me, unfortunately, is the concept of doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. That definition of insanity that's so prevalent, and yet we continue to elect folks from this private association called the Republican or Democratic Party, a completely private, non-governmental association. We've spent billions and billions of dollars electing someone from a private association to actually run for the actual election in November. But all of this that's happening now has nothing to do with government. It's not real. It's like electing someone for Mary Kay. I mean, it's a private thing. It has nothing to do with government. And that's the amazing thing to me about this, is that we keep doing this over and over. We keep lending our vote and lending our credibility to these private associations that obviously are putting dual Israeli citizens in government.
Right. It's now, crazy. And yet, sometime back, it was really against the law to be, or not against the law, but you could not be, for instance, a dual Mexican and American citizen and hold a seat in any office. So why is this different? Why does the government allow this? Is it because we might as well be You know, Israel might as well be a state, you know, an American state.
Well, you know, when we're talking about Israel, we are talking about greater Israel, you know, the...
Sure.
Israel's not even... it's a concept more than it is a state. Right now, it's called a state, but when we talk about Israel, we're talking about Iran, we're talking about Iraq, this is all supposed to be Israel, according to this very small minority of people. And it doesn't matter who gets in their way. For me, this is the most horrific thing about our country, is that we're allowing this to happen. We're fighting wars on behalf of these people to spread greater Israel. So to say that we are part of it, it's not so far off, considering who in government supports this whole thing. I've certainly done extensive research on it. I put a nice little collection of videos and stuff together about Obama and all of his cabinet supporting Israel basically to the death above anything else. You don't see that kind of support for any other country in the world, not even our own, really. That's the funny thing. We are so much supportive of Israel that we would support it above our own welfare. And you know,
well, we do. Yeah, that's what we've been doing.
Amazing. It is amazing.
Yeah, we talked about that a bit yesterday about Obama, because there's this a lot of rhetoric about him not supporting Israel, when in fact, if you look at all of his actions, all of his rhetoric, and the people who support him and have supported him since 2004, they both, whether you're talking the Democrats or the Republicans, they both support Israel. You know, you have the left is, the Marxist Jews support the Democrats, and the Zionist Jews support the Republicans, and then the rest of the country just kind of follow along and think that when they go to the polls that they actually have a choice, when in fact we have no choice at all. And you kind of implied that the Democrat Party and the Republican Party are both corporations that are run as businesses.
Well, they're like everything else in this country. All political and governmental structure has been delegated essentially to private associations. When we have elections, we go to our private associations called Democratic Republican parties. All the parties are essentially incorporated structures. Again, they're non-governmental. We have the Government Financial Officers Association. Hear the word association. That is when you go into your county or your city council building and you ask for your financial officers, the people who are planning everything in your city financially, they're all members of a private association. From that private association comes all of the standards and practices that are used in government. One of those is one that I wrote about, which was the changing the master plan of the city in order to reflect growth, smart growth, green growth, whatever you want to call it, sustainable development growth, in order to take people's land. So you change the master plan in advance, and then you work around that. That is actually an eminent domain people's land to actually make the master plan, the blueprint for the future city, viable. And that is coming all the way from the United Nations through this Government Financial Officers Association as a standard of practice, you see. That's where all of these great ideas to completely screw the American people are coming from, are private associations like this. You have the Government Accounting Office, another association. You have the Bar Association. Okay, listen to the words that are used in these things. The Bar Association is basically a union for lawyers. Our law has been delegated to the Bar Association. We don't have a judicial branch as much as we have a delegated authority to a private association. Every single thing has been delegated. Let's take another example. Let's look at that defense preparedness executive order that Obama did. This is if one thing concerns me, it's this little section in there that's I think it was section 2 that says all authority to use biological weapons have been delegated to the Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta. Now if you have seen the Lethal documentary, you know that government can, according to U.S. code, can test anything they want on the American people, including biological weapons. In fact, it's under the biological weapons code in U.S. code. So that power has been delegated from the person that you elect, which is the president, to the person that he appoints, which you have no say over. And now Leon Panetta, through the Department of Defense, can test biological weapons on the American people and have no liability for that whatsoever because it's perfectly legal. The only difference now is that he doesn't need permission from the president. Okay, everything is being delegated. One of the worst ones, which I just did a big long interview on, is ALEC. I don't know if you're familiar with the group ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, but that is a subject worth talking about. If people don't know it, they really need to, because it's where all of your laws are coming from. Everything that you protest, all the Occupy movement that is protesting all these horrible things. Well, guess what? Most of the law that is being written is being written through a private association called ALEC. And we need to talk about that if you don't
Let's do it.
This legislative council is basically a group of our legislators who pay a fee, about 2,000 of them as far as I know, who pay a fee to join this group called ALEC, where they get wined and dined. Now, the other group of people that are joining this are corporations, heads of corporations even, who pay massive amounts of money in order to gain access to our politicians. Politicians are very happy because they're being taken to places like Bohemian Grove and all of those, and being basically wine, dined, given gifts, and then handed off legislation. Now, we've all heard that our you know, representatives, our congressmen, they don't read the bills that they introduce. They don't write the bills that they introduce. They don't need to read them. Our politicians are only in office to pass bills that are written by corporations, given to them in ALEC meetings, put on the floor for vote, and passed. Let me just give you an example. In 2011, 826 ALEC model legislation bills. When you hear the word model legislation, that means it's coming from ALEC. 826 bills were introduced in Congress, 180 were passed and enacted.
Okay, and it's the corporations that create these, they're corporations and the lawyers, and basically they are buying our representatives.
Absolutely. ALEC donated $370 million into state elections within the last year, $240 spent in California last year, a million, that is. We're talking about, you know, you've heard me absolutely say that government owns the corporations, and I, you know, this is a true statement. What government is the question, and government, you know, being the major stockholder of all these corporations. We have, for instance, the Wisconsin governor, Scott Walker.
Scott.
He's very proud to say that he is a former ALEC alumni. In other words, he was in ALEC as a corporate man.
Oh, really?
Before he became what he is now, which is governor. And so all of the things that he's doing he's passing a lot of ALEC legislation. So...
Oh, very interesting. All righty. Hold that thought. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Our guest today is Clint Richardson. Okay, so the citizens are attempting to recall Scott Walker, and of course he's saying that he is good for business, and he has done a lot to the unions up there. He's balanced the budget or is attempting to. And you would think, wow, this is really an anomaly. You know, this Scott Walker is really a great thing for Wisconsin, and yet what he appears to be doing is basically going after the laborers, middle class, union members. Is that
Absolutely.
What he's doing?
Absolutely. That is what Alec is doing. Scott Walker is just Alec's basically a pony boy. Alec is very anti-labor, even though they promote themselves as being pro-people, what they really are is pro-business and anti-consumer. So there's a headline. I would invite everybody to do a little research for themselves. There's a website called Alec Exposed, and Alec is A-L-E-C exposed.org. Now you can go there and you can find a lot of information. If you start searching for Alec, you're going to be amazed at what you find. I was also amazed when I started looking into this a little while ago. Let me just give you one of the headlines here. CMD releases a new report, Alec Exposed in Wisconsin, the hijacking of a state. Okay, that is referring specifically to Scott Walker, to Alec's attempts at union busting, essentially. And, you know, we know unions have a sordid history, but this is basically an attempt. I'm going to give you some other things that will make this make sense. For instance, one of Alec's more ridiculous bills is to do away with minimum wage laws in all states. They go state by state and try to convince legislators to do away with minimum wage. Okay, and we don't want a minimum wage because that's bad for business. Some of the other ones, again, this is model-less legislation that's being introduced by ALEC through our legislators, who are not reading these bills necessarily. Here's a good one. Basically, ALEC came out and stated that immigration detention is an emerging market in the U.S. In other words, ALEC is pro-private prison. And this is one of the most important things that we need to talk about. The whole private prison industry is being built up and propped up by corporate money from ALEC. And when I say corporate money, I mean pretty much an unlimited supply of corporate money that's being – and see, this is where the first full circle comes in, because, you see, the U.S. taxpayers, through all of these pension funds, all of these investments of government into corporations by corporate bonds – that money is going into these corporations. So taxpayers are actually funding the liquidity of all of these companies. And then those companies turn around, come back, and lobby our politicians with taxpayer money, essentially, that's being given to them through corporate bonds. It's a real full circle when you finally understand the whole thing. And that's why I say, if you consider government as just almost like a holding company, because most people would say, well, we don't want a private corporation to have, or a private company to have, a military. We don't want to have a private company having all of this land and investments and all of these things. So we're going to have this so-called government have it all. So our government has massive investments in real estate, stock investments, all of that stuff. We've discussed that over and over. The problem is those investments go back into the corporate structure. So it's a hand feeding hand all full circle all the time. So the recent anti-immigration bill in Arizona that promoted another thing that ALEC promotes, which is real ID, voter ID, e-verify, all of that, was introduced into Arizona. So the anti-immigration bill was an ALEC bill. So you see what's happening. They're also anti-animal rights. Another, because, of course, pharmaceutical corporations test on animals, so we don't want to have animal rights laws protecting our innocent little animals. Also, the big tobacco companies, Altria, Philip Morris, are very, very – they donate all kinds of money to prevent secondhand smoke laws, that type of thing. You got Coca-Cola Company. Where in 2009 spent $18.9 million on ads against a soda tax to support Obamacare. And perhaps one of the biggest things that I've kind of discovered is that the Obama Health Care Act, the Obamacare, whatever we're calling it, was really a front. It was so ridiculous and so badly written, with so many horrible, tyrannical things, that there was just no way it was going to last. And that was the reason that they came out with that, okay? Because now model legislation from ALEC, again, ALEC, the American Legislative Exchange Council, has written what's called the Freedom of Healthcare Act, okay? This is going around in all the states. It's been introduced in at least 44 states. It has passed in 18 states, which basically negate Obamacare. So your problem reaction solution model. So you put something so ridiculous up that people say, no, we can't have it. Then you have something called the Freedom of Healthcare, which sounds wonderful, but in fact it's coming from pro business, in other words, pro pharmaceutical and pro medical. And we all fall for it, and our legislators pass it, knowing that it's an ALEC bill. This is what our government has become.
All righty, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on Earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today is Clint Richardson, and one of our listeners, Don, said Paul Weyrich, who created the Heritage Foundation Moral Majority, also created ALEC, which is no surprise given that he's always been the kind of person that would do that kind of thing. Clint, you there?
This is absolutely true. And, you know, the Heritage Foundation actually wrote, a lot of this started back with Reagan. Reagan was very pro-privatization, and he was hand-fed all of that by these types of organizations, the Heritage Foundation. There was also the Houlihan Plan. If anybody really wants to get into the nuts and bolts of this, you can search for the Houlihan Plan. But the Garvey Memo... was something that was written to President Ronald Reagan on April 6, 1984. It said, President Reagan, congratulations on rejecting the political system negatives. Now why not adopt the all-positive system, privatization? Hold a White House conference on privatization and appoint a presidential task force on privatization.
Well, it was under him that the media was privatized. I mean, by the time his FCC chief got done scrapping all of the networks and privatizing so many of the networks, we went from about 87 major networks, and now we're down 5, and it all started under Reagan.
Absolutely, absolutely. This letter. I'll tell you what, it's very telling when you, it's a very short little letter. It says, privatization is documented in the enclosed paper from the Heritage Foundation and dates back at least to Adam Smith, Plato, Aristotle, and Jesus, Privatization's more recent advocates include most of the non-profit sector. A very important statement right there. Privatization's more recent advocates include most of the non-profit sector. And the entire profit sector, so for-profit, everybody supports it, the for-profit sector. To name a few, Peter Drucker, Milton Friedman, Heritage Foundation, Reagan Foundation, Pacific Institute, Manhattan Institute, National Legal Center for the Public Interment, Volunteer National Center for Citizen Involvement. I mean, it just goes on. United Way and its services, churches, labor unions, all promoting privatization. Privatization is now an idea whose time has come. The knowledge, communication, and computer industry can make political representatives obsolete. The knowledge, communication, and computer industry can make political representatives obsolete. Privatization might well be the theme for the 200th anniversary of the Constitution. Privatization is essential for national salvation. So, yes, and Reagan did just that. He set up, I don't remember what it was called, but he set up a specific committee for privatization back when he was president. And when Bush became president, he created what I covered in Corporation Nation, which is the Infrastructure Privatization Executive Order. So using that national emergency power to create the executive order, you know, we started selling off infrastructure left and right. Now, for the most part, our parking meters, our parking structures, and tollways and everything else are being run, and the profits are going to companies like J.P. Morgan Chase instead of to taxpayer revenue.
Sure. So basically, they've taken all the public property, basically. I mean, the airways were public, and now they are owned by corporations. And you apply it to roads, to infrastructure, to everything. I mean, most of the roads here in the Chicago area are all owned by corporations, or they have a 75-year lease on it. They're not obligated to repair them or anything, but all they do is basically collect all the tolls.
Well, and now you know where it came from, because this Alec, again, American Legislative Exchange Council, was formed in 1973. It is a nonpartisan, as they say, 501c3 nonprofit organization, as they all seem to be, even though there's, you know, billions of dollars going through there every year. And basically,
like the churches, right?
Yeah, exactly. The way it describes itself is that it brings state lawmakers and business people together. Both have a voice and a vote in shaping policy. 2,000 state lawmakers from all 50 states, policy shared with all 50 state, 300 corporate and foundation members. And then it says that model legislation combines efforts and perspectives of state lawmakers and business leaders. So, as you can see, our law is being written by private associations like ALEC and then handed off to our legislators after, you know, having a good time, maybe getting some high-profile hookers for the weekend, and they're going back to Washington and passing the bills, or at least introducing the bills. Some of the other more ridiculous ones, Bank of America and some of the other big banks wrote a bill, and I don't have the number with me, unfortunately, but it basically recommended that seniors in all 50 states be forced to give up their homes via a reverse mortgage.
They're really pushing those things on TV.
Well, of course they are, because that would mean that it would basically go to either the state or the banks. And so they're forced to give up their homes, but in order to receive Medicare or Medicaid, they have to, instead of just getting it for free after paying their whole lives for it, they actually have to put their homes up in a reverse mortgage. That's some of the types of bills that are being written. Also, ALEC was behind the deregulation of the utility industry back when Enron and other companies, of course, pulled like $5 trillion out of the economy. So this is what is happening. When you see all these crazy things happening, it's coming mainly from this kind of group, but there's also, of course, hundreds of other private institutions doing the same thing. This is just the big one, and now it's starting to get some play. It's starting to get some attention. A lot of companies are pulling out. I heard that Coca-Cola just pulled out of it, actually, because it was getting so much flack. Basically, when it comes down to it, if you've heard of the Koch brothers, K-O-C-H, is a big multi-billion holding company that purchases other corporations. Basically, this is a front for the Koch brothers. When you get down to it, so it's very problematic. Very something everybody should start paying attention to, and you should start demanding. Well, I mean, to me, it's treason. I mean, plain and simple.
Well, yeah.
But we should also at least be saying, look, if you're involved, I mean, what do? Threaten these people? I mean, our politicians are in a basically limited liability corporation, so they're really not responsible for their actions. That's the problem. So I mean, you can send them letters and nasty emails, but I don't know what the solution is, except to say that if you're a part of ALEC, we will not vote for you again. I mean, that's the least we can do.
Certainly, but people generally don't know about ALEC. We've all been kind of trained to look at the lobbyists. Now, what kind of how do the lobbyists function in conjunction with ALEC?
Well, this is like ALEC is like the step above lobbying. They don't even call themselves a lobby. I mean, it's like lobbying on steroids. This is, you know, a lobbyist would come and say, hey, this is what we'll do for you if you do this. Well, this is different because this is the next step. This is like, hey, we know you're going to be on our board of directors when you get out of this office, so here's the legislation we want you to pass. They're writing the legislation. They're not lobbying to get legislation passed. They're writing it and giving it to our legislators, you see. That's the big difference between these two things. Forget lobbying. Lobbying is almost a joke compared to this. This is where law, where bills and acts and everything else are coming from.
And so Jack Abramoff writing his book and going all over the country and saying and putting all the blame on the lobbyist is kind of a big joke.
Well, the whole political system, really, when you boil it down. Yeah, you know, someone described this in the best short sentence I've heard describing this. Someone wrote a paper called, it's basically said that ALEC is ghostwriting the laws for the legislature. And that really is the truth. They're ghostwriting the laws. Just like your president, we read these books that our presidents write, and we know that they didn't write them. They don't have time to read books.
Of course not.
So here's a couple other on ALEC Exposed. Again, I highly recommend this website and go through it and search YouTube for people who are talking about it, because this above all else, I think, needs to get out. And unfortunately, it'll probably go to another private association when it gets too much negative flack. But we really need to be very, very aware of this. One of the other ones here's, I mean, it's in the court system, too. So U.S. Supreme Court considers ALEC immigration bill. Okay, so the U.S. Supreme Court is considering a bill written by corporations. That's what that's about. Uh-huh. ALEC's vision of preempting EPA coal ash regulations passes the House. Okay, that is a headline. Let me read that again. ALEC's vision of preempting EPA coal ash regulations passes the House. Okay, listening to that, everybody listening should say, I mean, should be, you know, doing a double take at least. ALEC's vision of preempting EPA regulations passes the House? What? So, I mean, this is where this is all coming from. So, let me give you another example that should hit home for some of your listeners. If anybody's involved in the Occupy movement, the We Are Change folks, anybody that does any type of protests, ALEC is coming up with, it's kind of hard to explain, but they actually call it an anti-Occupy law is what some people are, an anti-Occupy bill. And they're working hard to pass this. And basically what it says is that there's going to be a law against two or more people, in other words, a conspiracy, a law against two or more people meeting for a crime. Okay, written, emailed, phoned, etc. So what we have to do is we have to define what a crime is. Well, in a lot of states now, protesting without a permit is a crime, right? We have to have permits for free speech. So if this bill passes, it will be a felony for me to contact a friend or three or four or my whole group that I've had, you know, registered for many years. It will be illegal for me to contact people and say, hey, let's get some signs and go protest. Okay, this is how ALEC works. They create bills for already existing laws, which already define certain things as a crime. Now they pass another bill that makes it a felony and specifically direct it towards any type of protest. This thing is huge. And your people, the people listening, you guys need to start talking about this. You need to look at this. You need to go and search for ALEC and read all that you can about it, because this is your government. I mean, this is again, the people who are ghostwriting your laws. Your legislators are doing nothing but passing ALEC legislation. So it's scary.
Oh, I'll say. I'm just going scrolling down this page. Oh, this is really amazing.
And, you know, the funny thing is, if you are protesting something, if you're organizing to protest, chances are you're protesting an ALEC bill, because this is where all of the ridiculous legislation comes from. That's the ironic part about it is that they're basically saying, well, we're doing such horrible things that we need to really make protesting it illegal, because otherwise, you know, people are going to expose it. It's just, we're crazy.
Now, you say the Koch brothers are behind this.
Yes, I read a bunch about it. I don't have the specifics in front of me, but the Koch brothers are very, very much involved in this. And a lot of people say that it is just a front for, you know, these corporations. But the Koch brothers are very, very, very much in the head of the political body of ALEC.
Okay, that's Charles and David.
Yeah,
and they've made a lot of investments in a lot of these organizations that promote their agenda.
Oh, sure, absolutely. Again, you remember, that's where the Freedom of Healthcare Act. This is a holding company that we're talking about, the Koch Industries, I believe it's called, and so a lot of different types of industries that they're invested in and that they have corporations in. So this is all the major corporate structures, from pharmaceuticals, medical, you know, big tobacco, big alcohol, Coca-Cola, obviously a big thing. Although, again, I think because of the flack they're starting to get from people like me, companies are starting to pull out. In fact, Kaplan, education firm pulled out. There's quite a few that are starting to pull out of there because people don't like it when they understand that most of this stuff is coming from this group. Anyway, it's an absolutely horrible thing. People really need to pay attention to this.
Yes.
I beg
you. You can sign up for their email update. And apparently, Elisa Graves is the executive director of this ALEC-exposed.org.
Yes, that is correct. There's also some good videos online where especially in Oregon, there's a nice group of people who are exposing this. And Oregon, I guess, is one of the hot seats for getting all of the ALEC stuff out of the local legislature. One of the things that I think is probably the most important thing about this is the promotion, again, of private prisons.
And the immigrants.
Now, to put this into perspective, the Israeli, in Israel, the Supreme Court in Israel just ruled that private prisons are unconstitutional, that they are not up to par with the rights of individuals, okay? Now, if the Israeli Supreme Court is passing that kind of thing in their court, you would think that America would do the same. I mean, I'm
or not. I mean, they're also opposing all the immigrants from Africa coming up into their country, and they're putting some they're making some laws to prevent this. You know, but they don't care about what they do to this country. All righty, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Clint Richardson. His websites are realityblogger.wordpress.com, clintforp.com, and thecorporationnation.com. And that site that that you shared with us, up at the top, it has a link to PR Watch, which is also this is full of information also. Amazing. Yeah, I'm so glad that you told us about this.
I'm telling you, it's big, and it really brings the understanding of how all this works together, this again, hand-feeding hand in a full circle type of manner, the Ouroboros, you know, snake eating its own tail. The Nation had does a couple articles on ALEC, too, and one of those is called The Hidden History of ALEC and Prison Labor. It starts off by saying, and that's all I'll read, it just starts off by saying, and this will give you an idea of what's happening here, the breaded chicken patty your child bites into at school may have been made by a worker earning 20 cents an hour, not in a faraway country, but by a member of an invisible American workforce, prisoners. So,
wow. Well, we know that we've talked about that briefly before, about how prisoners are basically slave labor, and they don't have any choice, and the corporations use prisoners, and that is why they have a deal with the judges who've also made investments into those private prisons, why the judges are committing so many people to prison, because it's very profitable.
Sure. Now, keep in mind, though, that it is actually a choice. You don't actually necessarily have to, you don't have to work. But if you're in prison and you're sitting in a cell, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, it's a choice, but not really a choice. And also keep in mind that private prisons or for-profit prisons keep only the low-cost and usable prisoners and send the others back to the, you know, the state-run prisons. And so, in other words, the real... It's only the it's the victimless crime, you know, criminals. It's the accountants. It's the people who smoke a joint and go to jail. It's the people. Of course, Alec is promoting victimless crime as the number one crime. You know, some people say that it's like 50% of people are in jail from smoking a joint or selling marijuana, right? So you want a bunch of people in there who are calm, docile, normal people who aren't mass murderers, and that's why we have these 7 million, you know, probationary and prisoners in America. And so these private prisons are very much interested in these victimless criminals, people who can be trained and people who can be used as slave labor. And when I say slave labor, they are getting paid 20 to 40 cents an hour. So if you thought that your products and a lot of your services were only coming from China, well, you're wrong. They are coming from the 80,000 prisoners in the Corrections Corporation of America, the 60,000 in what is called GEO, the GEO Group, which used to be Wackenhut, another like 46 or 50,000, you know, beds that they have. And to give you – oh, and yes, you're absolutely correct. For instance, the Mid-Atlantic Youth Services Corps was found guilty of paying two judges $2.6 million to send 2,000 children to their prisons.
Yikes. All righty, we do have to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after station ID.